KCAR 101. Get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host and emergency room physician, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome to ER 101 from the American College of Emergency Physicians. In our medical news of the week, it's Men's Health Month. June is Men's Health Month, so I thought something appropriate to talk about is head and neck cancers and human papillomavirus, HPV. It's been in the news a lot recently because Michael Douglas, who is recovering from throat cancer, I think made a very bold statement and said that this throat cancer, not specifically his throat cancer, but as a public service announcement, that throat cancer today that we're seeing, in fact, can be transmitted sexually from things like oral sex and human papillomavirus. And, you know, he took a lot of heat for that, and but I think it's a brave statement because it is the new demographic that we're seeing. And we've made great strides today, and we want to take the stigma out of this serious topic and examine it further, because we now know, and it was probably in the last decade one of the biggest discoveries that we've made recently, is that viruses can cause cancer. They get into the DNA of the cells in the body, and they actually can change the DNA and can cause cancer. And so I want to welcome my next guest, who's an expert in this. He is a head and neck, an ENT doctor. He's an assistant professor at the Department of Otolaryngology and Head and Neck Surgery at Louisiana State University Health Science Center in Shreveport, Louisiana, Dr. Vikas Mehta. So welcome, Dr. Mehta. Thanks for being on.
Thank you for having me.
And I know you were rushing to make it, probably rushing out of surgery, so I was stalling a little bit. But I think this is a great topic because it's true. You know, Michael Douglas took a lot of heat for this, and of course, you know, both of his wives jumped to the thing. We're okay. But I think it's an important thing that we need to take the stigma out of. And people don't realize, you know, in the old days, right, head and neck cancer, they thought these were old guys that were drinking a lot and smoking, and that was what was causing oral cancer and head and neck. But it's different now, isn't it?
No, absolutely. And in fact, people who have this type of cancer, the HPV positive one, are 15 times more likely to be non-smokers.
Wow.
They're younger, healthy patients, you know, well-to-do. And you're absolutely right. You know, smoking does give them some degree, some risk in getting this specific type with the virus. But yeah, for the most part, it's sort of bad luck.
Yeah. Well, so explain a little bit about how this works. I imagine it's probably similar to cervical cancer, but how does this human papillomavirus actually, how is it related to cancer? What's the link that people should think about or know about?
Well, you know, the exact mechanism and you know, why some people retain the virus and get the cancer is not fully understood. What we do know is that if you've had the more sort of sexual partners that you've had, the higher likelihood you are of being infected with that high-risk virus, just because of the more exposure that you've had. Also, the higher likelihood you are of retaining that virus infection for a longer period of time.
Well, and the other thing is, so there's multiple strains, right? I mean, because it's a common virus, so there are strains that are put you more at risk, right?
Right. There are two strains, and really, one of them does the majority of the 90-something percent of it is HPV number 16.
Wow.
The beauty of it, and I think you've sort of highlighted this, is that the vaccine actually prevents infection with that specific strain. You know, it's the same strain that causes cervical cancer also causes throat cancer. And so, you know, as you were sort of alluding to, I mean, the vaccine can completely prevent any of these tumors from happening. So it is important that we, you know, vaccinate not only our girls but also our boys.
That's a great point. I mean, I have a 16-year-old son, and I talked about that with the pediatrician, because when the vaccine first came out, the recommendation was, you know, to vaccinate kids, and then they talked about boys for this herd immunity, right? Because, you know, I read an astounding statistic that 50% of both sexually active men and women overall at some point in their life have been exposed to HPV, right?
Oh, absolutely, it's that common, a virus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Well,
You're the expert.
Well, I was saying, you know, and you know, sort of like I'd mentioned that the more sexual partners you've had, the more likely it is that you retain that high-risk infection. But, you know, it could be just be, you know, unlucky, and you could be, you know, happen to get infected at a, you know, a young age, and it stays with you. And so, to some degree, we're not sure why that happens to some people.
And so the key is to get the vaccine actually before you have a lot of that exposure, right?
Exactly.
So the recommendation today is young people, both boys and girls. At what age groups, probably?
I would say college age or younger.
Okay, that's good.
And it's a three-part series. I think most insurances pay for it, and if they don't, I think the whole thing is something around $350 for the whole three-part series. But again, most insurances do pay for it.
Right. And I really think, you know, talking about it like this, we've just got to take the stigma out of it. You know what I'm saying? There was that idea, you know, you vaccinate young girls, you're giving them the okay. You know, it isn't giving them the okay. I mean, if somebody told you, you know, we can prevent your child from getting a type of cancer later in life, I mean, why wouldn't you want to do something like that?
Yeah, you know, I don't understand. I mean, it's frustrating to be on our side of it. I think, you know, there is a lot of misinformation out there about vaccines in general, and you know, and some of that has been discredited, but people keep, you know, perseverating on these old studies that were fraudulent. And, you know, in reality, vaccines are very safe, and you're absolutely right, can prevent so much disease. From, you know, which I don't understand why you wouldn't protect your children from it. So
right,
you're
I agree.
Absolutely correct.
Now, just briefly, but some of the good news, even with this HPV-associated head and neck cancer, somebody had once told me, and I don't know, that's why I'm asking you as an ENT doctor, it seems to be, is it easier to treat? Do they respond better than some of the older, you know, people that had head and neck cancer that maybe wasn't related to HPV, more smoking and alcohol and things like that?
Right. So, I mean, that's a really great point, and I think very important to discuss. I mean, even though we've seen a fourfold increase of this type of cancer, it is very treatable. In fact, the survival is almost twice as high. I mean, people do great, whether they have surgery or radiation or chemo. You know, we're able to treat these patients, and they do fantastic. They live a long life. And so we're really trying to discover new techniques like robotic surgery, which can help us minimize the morbidity of the treatment, because these people are going to live 30 years.
Well, that is great advice. Good to know. Kudos to the actor Michael Douglas for bringing it into the forefront, because it's an important topic. And it's a great safety thing. So I want to thank my guest. This has been ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Vanocur on Radio MD. Stay well.